Yesterday, I went to a really cracking funeral. That's going to sound really weird, but it was a cracking funeral. It was my Uncle Noel's, or actually, he's not really my uncle. That sounds really dodgy, doesn't it? He's my nan's brother. So my nan was one of 11, and this geezer was one of the youngest. And grew up in a war-torn Coventry, and there was no money. Parents died when he was very, very young. Managed to get himself educated, went to work with some incredible companies, became one of the world's experts on gas turbines, helped produce the second, third and fourth gas turbine cars, competed in the Le Mans, all that stuff, all really good. Bit of a grumpy bugger at times, difficult to live and work with, but an amazing bloke. But the thing that I enjoyed about the funeral was the approach of the family. They were just incredibly open about him and incredibly honest about him. And they also, they didn't do anything. The other thing was the old boys there. He was 87, but it was full of old veterans, not just veterans from the war, but it was full of old fighters from life, people who'd had nothing. These old guys had worked together and created technology which changed the world. Not building apps, not doing websites, not doing middle class good stuff, making things that changed the world, and were alive and active in one of the most incredible scientific eras. And I just stood there at the end of the funeral and watched them talking, and with real tears and a real admiration for an incredible generation that built or rebuilt this country. And if we're not careful, we're going to lose all that. And we have to change it. We have to get back to engineering. We have to get back to manufacturing, and remove this sort of preoccupation, maybe, with the less physical side of life. Anyway, here's to you, Noel, cracking bloke. Great, great turnout, great send-off, and the importance of funerals. They shouldn't be sad. There should be celebrations and little kind of milestones in life.